Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The degenerative, rare and life-limiting mitochondrial disease affects just 3 people in Ireland. 2 of them are the children of our next guest, Liz Dixon. I spoke with Liz earlier. I began by asking her to tell us about her 2 children, Tommy and Grace, and also what is mitochondrial disease.
Sure. Yeah. So Tommy and Grace are 5 and 6, and they have a very rare mitochondrial disease. It's really about energy production and the energy the body needs to function. What it presents like is mainly a visual impairment. You know, they both have a significant visual impairment. And then after that, Tommy would have kind of low muscle tone and the traits of dyspraxia, whereas Grace has a kind of combination of high and low tone. So she wears leg braces and she would use a wheelchair when we go out and about because her legs just wouldn't have the energy to kind of keep going for any long distance. You know, it's a very rare thing. There's only, as far as we know, there are just 3 cases in Ireland of this particular mitochondrial disease.
3 cases and 2 of them being Tommy and Grace.
Yeah, yeah.
The other practical impacts, like colds, tummy bugs, things like that, they can be really harmful to them and really knock the wind out of them.
That's it, exactly. You know, we have to be, I suppose, careful about those things. It comes back to this energy production. Tummy bugs in particular now can really knock them out, and inevitably they will have a hospital admission, and they probably spent 3 nights in Temple Street with a drip with lipids and liquids just to make sure that they're just getting some energy into them. Same with colds. Tommy tends to be the one that gets really flattened with the cold. And like that, if he gets any kind of upper respiratory tract infection, often will end up, you know, going in through A&E and ending up with an admission. Yeah.
Like, I'm just thinking, Liz, like 5 and 6 years old, it must be really difficult for them. I mean, do they understand? How much do they understand, and do they get kind of very frustrated?
No, I have to give them that. They both have a resilience to them, actually. I mean, Grace is particularly determined. They're just kids, you know, they're lovely little kids, and they want to have fun, and they want to play, and they want to spend time with family and friends. I don't know exactly how much they understand. I mean, I suppose they do recognize and they're aware that they can't keep up with their peers all the time, but they get on with it. They're pretty strong.
I love the story I heard from the GoFundMe page about Tommy's back brace, which he'd fitted due to a curvature in his spine, and that it was painted to match his favorite superhero.
That's right. Yeah. So Tommy has kyphosis of the spine. I think people would be more familiar with scoliosis, but kyphosis is another similar disease. And he has to wear this very uncomfortable, very rigid back brace, which is hard for a little fella, as you can imagine. But we just put a thing up online. My husband, Kevin, put a thing up online saying, would anyone be able to decorate it? You know, it was just a clear perspex at the time. And this lovely man in Crumlin called Liam said he would do it. And he did this fabulous job. So Tommy now wears his armour. That's what he calls it, his Iron Man armour.
Oh, fantastic.
It looks just like Iron Man. And, you know, we tell him it gives him special powers and all that. So, yeah, it was great. And people have shown that kind of kindness to us. It's been amazing.
Can I ask you, Liz, I was asking you about Tommy and Grace, but can I ask you about you and your husband, Kevin? And I hope I'm not being intrusive in asking this question, but like, to get such shattering news that you got in December 2020, I think it was, you said.
Yeah, in December 2020. And it had been a long run into her diagnosis. Her eye had turned in February 2020. And that's what our starting point was. It's hard to describe, I think, what that experience is of being in a doctor's surgery and hearing the term life-limiting. Like, that is honestly the last thing you would just ever expect. And it's in hindsight, when I go back and I think of all the specialists and the tests and the consultants, I wonder how that didn't dawn on me, but it just didn't. And we were in Crumlin Hospital when we got the news. And I just remember thinking the doctor was very kind to myself and Kevin and really gentle with us. But the minute she said that, you know, that term life limiting, I felt like the air just got sucked out of that room. And I remember looking at a little window and there was this tiny little window. It was only open a crack. And I just thought, is there any way I can get out that window? Is there any way I can just get out of here? But then I suppose we came home together and, you know, I found it very difficult to talk about it at the time. Actually, Kevin had to do all that. He had to kind of tell family. And I really just couldn't speak for a while. You know, I just couldn't speak to anyone but Kevin, really. And at the same time, I suppose you just have to get on with it. You know, there's just a practicality to it. You have to look after the kids and you have to mind them and also enjoy them. So, you know, it is absolutely devastating. And yet life continues. And while all that's going on, unfortunately, and I think every parent of a child with any kind of disability will really, this will resonate with them, you also have to fight. And yeah, a lot of energy goes into fighting for them. Tommy, for example, didn't get an SNA when he started school, and we spent months in a battle trying to make sure that he just got what he was entitled to. And sometimes I wonder, is that a defensive thing as well? You know, it's somewhere to put your energy, but it just also has to be done. And same now with disability services. I'm sure, I think you've had people on the show before talking about that.
Yeah,
disability service is non-existent, and that's just another fight that we have to have now.
That was Liz Dixon speaking to me a little bit earlier. As well as being an incredible mother to Tommy and Grace, Liz is a much loved and a brilliant teacher in my kids' school, School Katrina, and they have set up a GoFundMe page to help with, I suppose, practical things like medical devices, equipment, and also and various things. But also, I suppose, look, their time is heartbreakingly precious, and I suppose the people behind the page want their time to be filled with as much enjoyment as possible. If you would like to contribute to this fund, you can go to the GoFundMe website, type in Tommy and Grace's Adventure Fund, and you can make a contribution there. Skull Katrina is also arranging a fundraiser in support of Tommy and Grace. Nevin McGuire, the brilliant chef, brilliant man, brilliant person, brilliant chef. He has, so typical of him, given up his time and services free of charge for a cookery demonstration in the Carton Hotel, Dublin Airport, on the 4th of October. Tickets for that are available from Helen in Skull Katrina. The number is 837-0762. But look, you probably won't be able to jot that down now. Just look up Skull Katrina Glasnevin on the website and the photograph will be there. If you want to support that, I'll definitely be
yeah, going, I might go along myself. That sounds fantastic.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.